case beneath. Once the floor was completely out of the way, he pulled open the case to expose the weapons inside. Numerous lethal weapons lay within, but he sought the sword in the center. The black opalesque stone in the middle of the exquisitely crafted hilt shone as he twisted the long sword in his hands. He pulled the weapon halfway from its sheath to examine the honed blade. It was as lethal as he remembered. "Is that yours?" Lexi asked.
"It was my father's."
His father had spent countless hours sharpening and polishing this blade, and now that it was his, Cole would do the same. Numerous kings had held this sword in their hands. Countless enemies had lost their lives to this sword, and Cole would take more of those lives tonight. "Is it Fey metal?" Lexi asked.
"No, but whoever started this rebellion will not survive this blade."
Not even during a rebellion would he use Fey metal against his kind. Those rebelling against him would not survive, but he refused to break one of the most sacred rules amongst the Fey. These assholes might deserve it, but the Dark Fey did not wield Fey metal against their own. Of course, some didn't always respect the boundary. He was sure some of them were on that field now. Cole dropped the sword on his back to the ground and slung his father's sword over his shoulder. He would go into battle wielding his father's weapon. When he lifted his head, he discovered Lexi watching him with dread. Her sun-kissed skin was much paler than normal, and her full lower lip quivered before she stiffened it. Bending, he clasped her cheeks in his palms.
"I must go. Don't leave this palace."
"Go? What about battle armor?"
"I don't wear any."
"You can't go out there without armor."
"I never wear armor into battle. It's too constraining, and I can't move as fast in it."
"Cole."
"I've never worn it before, Lexi. I'm not about to start now. I have to go."
She looked about to argue more, but closed her eyes and nodded. "Please be careful."
"Always."
He kissed her forehead, her nose, and finally her lips before releasing her and walking away. As he crossed the room, the floor over the hidden cache slid back into place with a familiar click. He didn't look back as he opened the door and left the room. Chapter 2. Lexi stared after Cole as he left the room. She didn't move until she heard the front door open and close. She was afraid if she moved before then, she would sprint after him and beg him not to go. He's not wearing battle armor. It didn't matter if he never wore it or not and had survived the war. He was going out there more exposed than most of the others on that field. All of him would be open and susceptible to an attack. How could he not wear battle armor? Lexi tried to rein in her terror before it got out of control. It was too late to stop him. He was already going out there. Already charging out there to fight an enemy that should never have been an enemy. What were these Dark Fae thinking to rise against him? Didn't they have enough troubles with the Lord and the war that just ended without having to create more? She would never understand some immortals or mortals. Once the front door closed, she sprinted across the room. She stopped in front of the weapons that first caught her attention when the lights came on. Lexi examined them before removing a small sword and a leather belt hanging with it. The sword was small enough she'd be able to wield it without tiring for a little while. It wasn't too heavy and would do some serious damage to anyone who tried to harm her. Ignoring the sting of the healing burn on her palm from Orin, she slid the belt around her waist and buckled it before sheathing the sword. Lexi had no intention of leaving this palace. She wouldn't become a distraction to Cole, and despite all the training Brock had been putting her through, she wouldn't last on that battlefield, but she wouldn't remain weaponless either. Searching the walls, she discovered throwing stars hanging 15 feet away. She smiled as her fingers itched for them. Unlike the sword she had little practice with, she was good with throwing stars, and they wouldn't tire her out as fast as using a blade she'd never wielded before. She ran over to the stars and started